In FedEx, you're tuned to WIW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
And we're back here in Bad Axe as Lakers strikes again. 22-6 now leading over Bad Axe with 4:18 remaining in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Ubley's leading 12 over Brown City. Nothing. 12-0 Ubley over Brown City in the second quarter right now. And last we heard, 6-0 Harbor Beach over Sandusky. If you have any scores, please call the station at 269-1021. Final scores, please, to 269-1021. Greatly appreciated, as we like to get all the scores out to you as fast as possible. So Lakers kicking off once again left to right across your radio. And this one, yet another onside kick. And this one goes right out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Flags on the play. And that is going to be basically, we'll see if they re-kick this one. Because if they take the penalty, they'd be at the 35-yard line.
Right exactly where the football went out of bounds. So
as Bannock's offense is coming on the field, looks like they're just going to take it from the 35. Braden, the quarterback, had an injury on the first play of the game, but he's back out there doing the duties as quarterback for the Hatchets, moving right to left across the radio in the maize and blue uniforms, strikingly similar to a school down in Ann Arbor. T formation for the Hatchets, and it's a handoff to number 47, Spencer Kelly. He's out running, and he gets caught up by an ankle tackle after 9-yard gain. He's out to the 45-yard line, second and one for the Hatchets.
Evan Kaczynski made the hit for the Lakers as he was into the secondary, and he grabbed a hold of Spencer Kelly's foot until the rest of the troops arrived.
Just as of less than 4 minutes ago, it was 8-6 Lakers over Bad Axe, but then all of a sudden at the 4:35 mark, Lakers scored, and then at the 4:18 mark, 17 seconds later, Lakers scored again. So that looked like it was a handoff.
Nate Prone made the hit for the Lakers.
And Kelly was the ball carrier, gain of 4. He now has 52 yards on the night on 4 carries. First and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 48-yard line, 52 yards to score with 3:30 remaining in the first quarter. Spencer Kelly, the only man in the backfield. Braden under center, looking pass. He does to number 87. He completes it. Number 87 for the Hatchets. Daniel Brown, number 87, a big target out there, tight end.
And it looks like Evan Gosho made the hit for the Lakers.
First down.
And it gives the Hatchets another first down as they crossed over in Laker territory now with 3:22 to go. Lakers up 22-6.
So Daniel Brown there with a 12-yard catch from post. This one's a pitch to number 33, Metzger. He's out for about 7 more yards. Bad Axe moving the ball very well. If they can keep the turnovers down, it would be a very close game here.
Number 29, Evan Gashko. And really, the only thing that's hurt the Hatchets has been themselves. They fumbled the football here 3 times, I believe.
And there are 3 scores on the board for Lakers. So, and a 2nd and 2. That was a handoff to number 47, Spencer Kelly again. And he has a first down, about a gain of 10, roughly.
Number 75, Nate Crone, made the hit for the Lakers. And the Lakers are now going to call a timeout and say, let's stop their momentum before they get it going too good, Clark.
And we're
going
to take a break as well. It is Lakers 22, Bad Axe 6. Bad Axe ready to knock this one in with 2:47 remain in the first quarter. You're tuned to WIW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
And we're back here in Vanex as Vanex is in the T formation. Braden hands it off to number four, Dylan White, caught in the backfield. Loss of about four. Lakers was all over that one from the get-go.
Number, it was three in there. Number 75, Crone. Number 51, let's see here.
Is Evan a host of
Ezra.
Lakers.
Yes, a host of guys.
So loss of five as the ball is marked down there. Second and 15 for the Vanex Hatchets at the Laker 25-yard line with 2:18 remain in the first quarter. Braden with one man in the backfield. Hands it off to number 47, Spencer Kelly. He breaks about four tackles in doing so. He gets out right to about the 10-yard line, close to the first down marker. That's going to be third and about a foot for the Hatchets.
Nathan Kaczynski, number 89, made the hit for the Lakers, but not until Mr. Kelly Spencer got almost the first down. Going to be short.
Very, very close. About a 15-yard gain there for Spencer Kelly. 77 yards on six carries, averaging 12 and almost 13 yards every time he touches the ball. T formation for Braden Lee. Hatchets and a handoff to number 33, Metzger. And he's caught right at the line of scrimmage. Looks like he's going to be short. No gain for the Hatchets. He's going to bring up fourth down deep into Laker territory at the 11-yard line with a minute and a half remaining in the first quarter.
Austin Jobes made the hit there, and I don't know why they didn't go back to Spencer Kelly, but they tried a different one, so we'll see what they do on this one.
So two men in the backfield, and Braden keeps it for himself, and he pushes forward, struggling to get across the line, but he does so, gain about a yard and a half, and a first down for Bad Axe.
Number 86, Austin Jobes made the hit for the Lakers, but like you said, not until they picked up. And you know we're not done this first quarter yet, Clark.
No, we are not. So a T formation for Braden and the Hatchets as Braden rolls to his right and hands off to number 47. Breaks one tackle array. Spencer Kelly moving forward all the way down to about the 4.5-yard line. Gain of about four on that one for Spencer Kelly.
89, Nathan Kaczynski finally put the nail in him, and after he was scooting down there and breaking tackles and picked up a nice gainer on that.
So second and goal now for the Hatchets on their 4-yard line of Lakers with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter still. T formation, handoff to number 47. Spencer Kelly breaks the first tackle. It could have been a loss of about four, but he moves ahead just almost back to the line of scrimmage. Lost about a half a yard.
Jeff Diebel got into the backfield there and hit him, Clark. And then somebody else from the Lakers cleaned up on that play, but somebody forgot to block Jeff Diebel on that play.
So as the clock is winding down, we're going to get one more play in this first quarter with 22-6 Lakers over Bad Axe. Braden under center with a T formation. Braden's going to keep this one for himself. Looks back to pass, and he has number four, Dylan White. Almost hits the hands, incomplete. Brings up fourth down.
Well, I'm sure they'll go for it here.
Yes, they will. They're on their 4-yard line of Laker territory with an incomplete pass there. To number four, Dylan White, out of the reach of him as he went to for a diving catch. No good, though. So, 14 seconds remain in the first quarter. 22-6 Lakers over Bad Axe. Braden keeps it for himself, and he's brought down right before the end zone. It's going to be a changeover downs, and actually he had it come out right before he hit the ground, so it was technically a fumble.
Right, but post also in on the hit for the Lakers, and it's going to be takeover on downs, whether he fumbled it or he didn't get in. He actually had a receiver, if he'd have looked up and threw the ball over top of the defender that was in front of him, but, you know, he didn't see him. He thought he could get in, and he couldn't. So the Hatchets were stopped, and the Lakers lead 22-6. With 6 seconds to go in this first quarter.
Bad Axe so close to scoring there, but stopped by the Lakers defense. Props to the Lakers defense there. They stepped up to the plate very well. So Post, at about the goal line, hands it off to one of his running backs in the backfield there. That is number 26,